This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Six Nepali climbers, including world record holder veteran Nirmal Purja, killed in Pakistan's Broad Peak avalanche. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pays tribute to mountaineers perished in Broad Peak avalanche, hails their courage and devotion. Curfews lifted in Sunsari, Siraha and Dhanusa districts. Restrictions remain in sensitive areas. And World Meteorological Organization warns a strong El Nino to intensify from this month. Now the news in detail. 10 climbers, including a noted climber Nirmal Purja, have been confirmed dead in an avalanche occurred during climbing in Pakistan. They had gone missing in an avalanche on Mount Broad Peak in Pakistan since Thursday. Along with him, six Nepalis perished in the avalanche. Among the dead, Pur Bahadur Gurung Yukta is from Gorkha, Kilipemba Sherpa Kilu from Dolokha, Gyalu Sherpa from Okaldunga, Noang Thindu Sherpa, and Nima Sherpa from Songkhwa Sabha district. The expedition led by veteran climber Nirmal Purja names Dai also included Nadhira Ahmed Abdullah Al-Harthi from Oman, Sahil Sakhi from Pakistan, Wang Zhong from China, and Mallory Gaze from the USA. They were all killed in the avalanche. The names Dai Foundation and Elite Expeditions through the social sites officially declared the death of them following the devastating avalanche on the Broad Peak in Pakistan's Karakoram. Purja, who was born in Dana of Magdi District, Nepal, was the ex-British Gurkha. Purja rose to prominence in 2019 following his successful ascent of world's 8,000-meter peaks in 6 months and 6 days. With these feats, he had earned a world record. He also holds other mountaineering records. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has expressed deep grief over the death of climbers in Broad Peak avalanche and paid tribute to the departed ones. Taking to the social networking site Facebook today, Prime Minister Shah said that he was grieved over the passing away of six Nepali climbers, including world record holder veteran Nirmal Purja named Sudai, during the ascent of Broad Peak. The Broad Peak is the 12th highest peak of the world. Mountain climbing is not only reaching atop peaks, but also the manifestation of courage, self-discipline, devotion, and undaunting self-confidence to challenge human limits, Prime Minister said in the message. Prime Minister Shah also added that the mountain instills pride in many, but in sometimes holds some forever on its lap, thereby making climbers immortal and unforgettable for their courage and devotion. The district administration offices of Sunsari, Dhanusa and Sira have lifted the curfew orders imposed following the recent unrest after reviewing the security situation. However, prohibitory orders remain in force in sensitive and designated areas of Sunsari, Dhanusa and Siraha districts until further notice. The administration have banned gatherings of more than 5 people, as well as meetings, rallies, demonstrations and sets in the restricted areas. Authorities said that the restrictions are aimed at maintaining peace, security and social harmony. The government has announced a relief package of 1 million rupees for the family of Ganesh Adab, who was killed in last Thursday's incident in Gul Bazar of Siraha district. According to the Home Ministry, the process of declaring Adab a martyr will be initiated without delay. The government has also decided to construct a memorial garden featuring Adab's statue at a suitable site in coordination with the concerned local government. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has submitted a report to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court requesting the formation of dedicated bench to adjudicate cooperative fraud cases promptly and efficiently. As the number of cooperative fraud cases is increasing, a request has been made to form a dedicated bench at the Apex Court to resolve the cases. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, Pratibha Rawal, along with the members of the task force, submitted the report to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Dr. Manoj Sharma. To tackle the growing number of service recipients, the Department of Passport has stepped up by offering services in two shifts and even on public holidays. Since July 14, the department has been opening up 1,500 application forms daily, with employees working in two shifts. To make work easier for Nepalese applicants looking to join Korean Employment Permit System (EPS), the department has been running electronic passport services in two shifts. This news comes from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal and China mark the 71st anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations today. On the occasion, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, reaffirmed China's commitment to further strengthening the traditional friendship, mutual respect and mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. In a congratulatory message, Ambassador Zhang said China is ready to work with Nepal to deepen bilateral ties and advance the strategic partnership for development and prosperity for the benefit of the people of both the countries. Nepal and China established diplomatic relations on the 1st of August in 1955. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The World Meteorological Organization has warned that rapidly intensifying El Nino is expected to bring more extreme weather across the globe in the coming months. The BBC cited the UN Weather Agency as saying that the climate pattern could increase the risk of heat waves, droughts and floods. The warning comes as wildfires continue in parts of Africa and Europe, while heavy monsoon rains are causing widespread disruption in South Asian countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said El Nino is strengthening and adding to the impacts of human-induced climate change. He also urged the countries to accelerate climate action to reduce the growing risk. The organization said sea surface temperatures in the Central Pacific are expected to rise significantly above normal, affecting weather patterns worldwide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday that fighting must stop on all fronts in Middle East. International navigation rights and freedoms in around the Strait of Hormuz and Bab al-Mandab must be fully restored, and diplomacy must prevail, Guterres told reporters. 6 months into the military escalation in Gulf, what began as a regional conflict is increasingly becoming a driver of global instability, he warned. The UN chief also noted that trade through the Strait of Hormuz has collapsed, energy markets have been upended, prices of food and key fertilizers have surged and supply chains are buckling. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather throughout the country. Light to moderate and snowfall is likely at some places over the Himalayan regions of the country. Light to moderate is likely at many places over the hilly regions and at some places over the Terai region. Heavy rainfall is likely at a few places over the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places over the Himalayan, hilly and Terai regions of Kushi province, the Terai of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and the hilly regions of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Six Nepali climbers, including world record holder veteran Nirmal Purja, killed in Pakistan's Broad Peak avalanche. Prime Minister Balinder Shah pays tribute to mountaineers perished in Broad Peak avalanche, hailed their courage and devotion. Curfews lifted in Sunsari, Sirah and Dhanusa districts. Restrictions remain in sensitive areas. And World Meteorological Organization warns a strong El Nino to intensify from this month. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.